Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Shelter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Welcome to The Butterfly Moment, the show that confirms and affirms that we are all too blessed to be stressed. My name is John Shelter.
And I'm Carrie Hall.
And we are coming to you via Southfield, Michigan, on our radio show, and as a way of introduction, we're really excited about today's guest from California. But before we get to that, I want to tell you and remind you about the theme of our show. We're called The Butterfly Moment. And The Butterfly Moment is that classic quantum leap. As the life energy slowly break loose the caterpillar from the cocoon, something truly incredible occurs. The caterpillar suddenly realizes that the darkness and despair it has experienced in the cocoon is no longer its reality. The caterpillar is a butterfly. It is one of the most beautiful insects in the world. And best of all, it can fly. Now, this is a theme of our radio show and a question we ask every one of our guests, and we would suggest that you ask yourself that question. So before we get started, I'm going to have Carrie talk a little bit about what we do.
Thanks, John. As life coaches, our goal is to help you uncover your true potential and lead a life that is worth celebrating. And we'd like to help you make radical improvements in your life. And we're here to provide support and guidance as life coaches for transforming the issues that stand in the way of you achieving your goals, whatever those may be. So whether you want life coaching, help achieving a specific outcome, or you just want to enhance all areas of your life, we are here to help you get there faster.
And I would invite you to visit our website, butterflycoach.com, or you can track us down, as our guest had today, on empowerradio.com, where it lists our show and our associate show. So before we begin, I'd like to just take a moment to take a deep breath and get focused and get very present and establish an intention of a great interview, a great show, a wonderful guest that we have today. And like every show, I'd like you to ask you this question. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? What does, in your mind, your life look like 6 months from now? After the new year, do you like what you see? If not, do you need to change? Take those thoughts into the holidays as Carrie introduces our new wonderful guest.
Well, thanks, John. We are so excited to have Master Marilyn with us today. Now, Master Marilyn is one of the first worldwide reps of Dr. and Master Shaw. I'm not saying his full name. Marilyn's going to do that for me. Now, Marilyn is a healer, a soul leader, and a channeler. And Marilyn leads workshops all over Southeast Asia and Australia. And these workshops help to empower the participants and to help heal themselves and become enlightened so they can better serve others. So that being said, boy, do we have a lot of questions for you, Master Marilyn.
Welcome to the show, Marilyn.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be on your program.
Thank you.
So Marilyn, what are soul healings?
This is a term that is used by Master Shaw, and I'll say his full name.
Thank
so
you.
The listeners can hear his full name. Dr. and Master Zhigong Sha.
Zhigong Sha.
Yes. And soul healing means that you heal the soul first, and then healing of mind and body can follow.
Love it.
So it's a mind-body connection.
Absolutely.
Mind-body-soul connection.
Well, and actually it's starting with the soul, which is it's a unique approach right now, because exactly what you said, a lot of times we approach from the mind and then the body and soul, But with Master Shah, his insight and his wisdom is when we start with the soul, everything can accelerate. Mm. And that's the root, the basis of the whole process.
Now, Marilyn, you met Master Shah after 9/11.
I did.
At that time, were you still a school teacher?
I was, yes.
And so what you learned from Master Shah, you were able to use in your classroom. What were some of the practical techniques that you were able to implement?
What I was able to do is I was able to use some of the music that Master Shah had recorded. One of the ones was Love, Peace, and Harmony. This is an extraordinary song with a really high frequency and vibration.
Mm.
There are like countless stories of amazing things happening for people. And I use that in my classroom very, very low. In fact, the children actually didn't need to. It could be so low the children didn't actually hear the sound, but the frequency and vibration was helping the whole learning process. And when I talk about the learning process, it wasn't just their schoolwork, but learning how to interact with one another in a more positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Marilyn, what exactly, besides perhaps the positive words of this song, what gave it a higher frequency?
This song actually was received by Master Shah directly from the divine. He was taking an afternoon off, which was very unusual for Master Shah, and he went over to an area in the Bay Area called Muir Woods, which is across the Golden Gate from San Francisco, and it's named after John Muir. It's beautiful.
It's absolutely a beautiful area. Mm-hmm.
And so as they were walking, approaching the park, one of the students said to Master Shah, "Do you think the divine would give you a song for the mission, for what Master Shah was doing?" And Master Shah said, "Of course." So he, you know, made the request and immediately got the melody to this song. And it came to him in what we call soul language. So it was sounds that he had not used before. And I can just very, you know, briefly sing for you the soul's part of this.
Okay, love it.
La, lu, la, li. This new soul language. And so Master Shah, who was born and raised in China and received his MD in China, asked the divine, he said, "Well, you know, what is the translation of this?" Which he received in Chinese, and then he translated it into English. So the soul song, because it is from the divine, carries divine love. And love melts all blockages.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And transforms life.
Mm. You know, go ahead.
There's more.
Okay. Anyway, what I was going to say is what I detected is that, and this is part of our platform and our coaching, that there was a certain vibrational level that you brought forth in your singing, in your voice, that tone seemed to have a neurological effect. It seemed to be relaxing. It seemed to, you know, kind of pierce a veil of sorts. And that's probably what happened to the kids, right? I mean, they opened up.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes. And there are actually a couple of stories of bullying being reversed by groups of adults singing for children who are experiencing bullying at school. Now, I taught school my entire adult life, and there are programs to minimize the impact or control, but not to reverse bullying. That just by itself to me is so extraordinary.
It is. I would just like to say for our listeners that are just tuning in that you are listening to The Butterfly Moment, hosted by John Shalter and Carrie Hall, and we are talking with Master Marilyn, and she is coming to us from Redwood, California, and she is one of the first worldwide reps of Dr. and Master Shaw. Now, Marilyn, how did you meet Dr. Shaw?
Well, I met him because my sister had attended one of his workshops the previous month. And I had been looking for a teacher that would address the questions of spirit, of soul. I was in an internship program, but that was not part of it. And I was so aware that that was absolutely an essential element if healing was really going to take place. So she went to this workshop, and on the way back, she stopped by and told me about it. And I was really, really amazed at what she was sharing. And she had a flyer for the workshop for the next month. And I said, okay, I'll put it on the kitchen table, and I'll look at it, and I'll let you know. In 3 days after, sometimes I look at it, sometimes I'd read it, and sometimes it was just there. After 3 days, I heard so clearly the message, go to the workshop. And I thought, oh, that's nice. You know, that's easy. So the next time I talked to my sister, I said, you know, I'm going to go to that workshop. So the both of us went to it, and that's the one you referred to. It's the weekend after 9/11. And that workshop positively transformed my life. It was amazing.
In what way, Marilyn?
Well, when I arrived at that workshop, I pretty much felt the way I think many people did. And I was like in a state of shock. During the workshop, Master Shaw had us chant. And basically, that's all we did, except for breaks. And we chanted God's light. But the thing that was so amazing, and this connects in with the whole idea of soul healing, at the beginning, Master Shaw called in the souls of every single person who was part of 9/11. That went all the way from those who had lost their lives, their families and loved ones, and he also included the terrorists and everybody in between.
Wow.
And when we chanted God's light, Master Shaw said to us, chant in the condition. Well, that was a new term for me. What he meant by that was become God's light, which is very different from being surrounded by God's light or blessed by God's light or in presence, but to become God's light is an extraordinary experience. And so we chanted. And before we did, Master Shaw asked people with third eye ability to describe what they saw.
Now by that, you mean direct knowing?
No, third eye ability is seeing images from the soul world. And so they saw the people who had lost their lives. And some of them were kind of wandering around. They didn't know exactly what happened to them. They were confused and all of that. Some were angry. Some were sad. There was a whole range of emotions. So we started to chant. And after about 45 minutes, Master Shaw had a stop. And he asked the same people what they saw then. And some of the people had healing for their anger.
Hmm.
It was the beginning of healing of sadness. Some of those who were confused and kind of wandering around discovered that there was light and that they could walk toward the light.
Hmm.
So we continued that process for 2 days.
Wow.
And the thing that was, why I can say it was so transforming, is at the end of the day, there were two public figures whose names I won't mention because everybody wouldn't recognize them. And the very thought of them, I would get so angry. It was like a little volcano would go off inside me.
Mm.
At the end of the first day, I could think of both of them with absolute peace.
Mm.
The second day, I could offer forgiveness.
You know, that's a really, really fascinating part of your work and one of my favorite topics. Could you talk a little bit more about forgiveness? In 9/11 certainly was a wonderful platform for that discussion because of the incredible loss. What is your approach towards forgiveness?
With forgiveness, Master Shah has a one-sentence secret, that it brings inner peace and inner joy.
Hmm.
And so to practice forgiveness is actually very simple. All of Master Shah's teachings are so simple, and the practices are also. They include what he calls four powers. The first one is body power, so it's the way you sit.
Mm-hmm.
The way you stand. Or for some people who are bed patients, is, you know, how they're going to be lying down in bed. And so for those who are sitting, you just sit with your spine straight, put your feet flat on the floor, both hands below the navel, close your eyes, because where you put your hands is where the light goes.
Hmm.
Then there's mind power, creative visualization. And so you focus, and you focus below the navel in an area called the zhong, Z-H-O-N-G. And it's our core. So you visualize or imagine golden light in that area. So it's from the base, from the waist to the base of the body, the second half. And you visualize the light there. Then
and these are all techniques to help your healing, correct?
Everything. These four are used for absolutely everything. So preparing to do a forgiveness practice, this is what you would do.
Now, I believe that in the information that you forward to us, that you've written a book?
Yes.
Are some of these techniques, and I'm sure the discussion that we're having here today, are covered in that book?
They are.
Okay, if a part of our audience wanted to either get a hold of you or get a hold of this book, how would they do that, Marilyn?
To get a hold of me, what the person could do is they could email me.
Okay.
At marilyn.smith@drshawn.com. So that's marilyn.smith@drshawn.com.
And Shaw is S-H-A.
And it's one word, drsha.com.
How do you spell Marilyn again?
Marilyn.
Fantastic.
And then they also could phone me on my cell phone, 415-806-6864.
Also, I wanted to remind our listeners that on the Empower Radio website, we have the information about Marilyn, and they certainly could get in touch with them or us. Marilyn, we're running out of time a little bit, but I wanted to get into the topic of this show, which is the butterfly moment, part of which attracted you to our site, correct? Because you kind of like that platform, correct?
Absolutely. And there were two phrases, and you've mentioned both of them, forgiveness and gratitude. And I thought, oh, how perfect, because actually both of those are butterfly moments. I remember after becoming a student with Master Shah, there was another student who was, such a challenge for me. Another person that just thinking about this other student, I would get irritated. I thought, well, you know, this is not going to work. So I was doing a forgiveness practice, and the other two powers are sound power and soul power. So I went through all four of them, and I simply chanted divine forgiveness for a few minutes, actually. And it was so extraordinary because I experienced that deep inner peace and inner joy. And it was the visualization I had was a bird being released from a cage.
Wow. Marilyn, you know what? You're delightful. I wish we had an hour show to talk to you. But I just want to let our listeners know that hopefully your book will give more information about the love, peace, and harmony movement and how it benefits people. And also more about, or maybe they can contact you about your workshops. I know you recently gave a Divine Feminine Attributes and Enlightenment workshop in San Francisco.
Yes.
And also, I'm fascinated by the mind-body connection, the interconnectedness of the mind and body, the emotional body and the physical body. Mm-hmm. And
you know, what's really, really great about what you teach is that oftentimes this established society in medicine, they've got it backwards. They go out from the exterior symptoms in, and you're going even past that, past the mind, into the soul, into the spirit, and starting there and working the healing out. Would that be kind of a description of it?
I think that could be a fair way of saying it, yes.
I'm a good student then, right?
You're excellent.
That's great. That's great.
Marilyn, thank you so much for talking to us. I think our listeners know how to get in touch with you.
It has been a delight, an absolute delight.
Oh, it went by so fast. And learn more about Dr. and Master Shah's teaching and just our interconnectedness.
Yeah.
And I would be delighted. People could put in the subject line, butterfly moment. And that way I would know.
That they're from the show?
That's right.
Now, we've got...
Because a lot of email comes in and I don't always answer all of it or even open it.
Okay. We've got a little bit of time here. And what I would be interested in is that, how do you give therapy? Do they show up at an office? Is it over the phone? Is it some sort of email exchange?
The healing blessings can be given in person, and if that happens, they would come to the center in San Francisco, Master Shah Tao Healing Center, San Francisco, or they can be done remotely over the phone. And to give you a sample, I could give a very brief healing blessing now, if you'd like.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, so you can make a request for whatever you would like a blessing, a healing blessing for. And I will use what a Tao healing song.
Okay, perhaps we can all do that silently, including the people here in the studio and all of our listeners, right?
Absolutely. Just,
we can personalize it by just thinking of that thing, correct?
You can, if you think of what it is that you want to receive a healing blessing for, and what I'm doing is I will call on the transmission and ask if you would each receive a blessing for what your request is. Yes.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Yo, I am the yo. How? thank you, thank you.
Wow.
The human's blessings are usually longer than that, but to respect the time limitations, I mean, ask that it would be very short.
Thank you, Marilyn.
That's great. You know, the good thing about what we're doing in this podcast, and I certainly will send you a link, is that our listeners can, all of these shows are archived.
Oh, wonderful.
And they can come back and they can fast forward into that little healing presentation when they need it.
That's so perfect.
Marilyn, thank you so much again. We're sending you some love vibrations and some healing energy as well. And we just like to all our listeners to know that you could reach us on butterflycoach.com, empowerradio.com, and also jjschalter@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. This has been absolutely delightful.
Well, I just want you to promise something.
Yes.
Will you come back on our show since we only had a half hour and maybe we could get deeper into some of the things because it was just like getting a little taste of it. So
that would be wonderful.
Thank you so much and God bless you. And we really support the work that you're doing. Keep it up. Thank you for the blessing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Marilyn. Bye-bye.
And we wish you all a happy holiday.